Mick Philpott stood on the cracked pavement outside his cramped home in Derby, England. Born in 1956, he wore the weight of his troubled past like a badge, but his eyes betrayed the chaos within. His life was a tangled web of relationships, each marked by manipulation and violence. Among those who fell into his grasp was Kim Hill, whose initial affection soon turned into fear. Mick's temper flared unpredictably, and his controlling nature suffocated her spirit. As the years went by, Mick's brutality deepened. He faced a prison sentence for attempted murder, his punishment surprisingly light. Released, he returned to his old habits, seeking new partners to exploit. Pamela Lomax became his wife, but the cycle of abuse continued. The younger women who entered his life, Heather Keough and Murray Duffy, found themselves ensnared in his toxic charm, their autonomy stripped away. Mick groomed them, using his charm to mask the storm waiting to erupt. His household grew, not with love, but with a burden of children. Each child became another source of income as Mick gamed the welfare system. He flaunted his lifestyle, appearing on television to portray himself as a victim of circumstance. Yet, beneath the surface, he remained indifferent to the pain he caused. His relationships crackled with tension, a constant reminder of his violent outbursts that turned their home into a battleground. Then came the day that would alter everything, May 11th, 2012. Driven by greed and a twisted desire to frame his ex-partner, Mick ignited their home. Flames roared as smoke filled the air, a desperate act that would claim the lives of six innocent children. They succumbed not to the fire, but to the toxic smoke, victims of Mick's malevolence. The community that once rallied around him was left in shock, struggling to reconcile the image of a father with the reality of a monster. In the aftermath, Mick's behavior baffled everyone. He sought media attention, his odd demeanor raising more questions than answers. As forensic evidence emerged, it became clear that he was not the grieving father he pretended to be. The tragic loss of his children unveiled a deeper horror, revealing the stark reality of his manipulative nature. Mick Philpott had orchestrated a nightmare, one that would haunt not just his family, but an entire community grappling with the fallout of his actions. Mick stood in front of the charred remnants of his home, a blank expression masking the turmoil beneath. The fire had changed everything, but he felt strangely detached from the tragedy. As police officers combed through the evidence, Mick played the part of the grieving father, his emotions rehearsed. The community, shocked by the loss of six innocent lives, turned against him, their support evaporating like the smoke that had filled the house that night. In the days following the tragedy, Mick shifted from mourning to manipulation. He gave interviews, searching for sympathy, spinning tales of his children's bright futures. Yet, behind closed doors, he remained unrepentant. He confided in Pamela about his plans, hinting he would rise above the accusations. She listened, torn between fear and disbelief, unsure if she was hearing the man she once married or a stranger who had emerged in the wreckage. As the investigation deepened, the police uncovered a series of alarming patterns in Mick's past. Witnesses emerged, painting a picture of a man who had used his relationships as stepping stones to control and exploit. They spoke of Kim, Pamela, Heather, and Mariah, detailing the horror of living under Mick's reign. Each voice added fuel to the fire of suspicion surrounding him. In the weeks that followed, the courtroom became a theater of his life's failures. Mick faced charges that felt larger than himself. He sat in silence, rehearsing his defense as the prosecutor cataloged his transgressions. Friends and family turned away, struggling to reconcile the man they thought they knew with the monster that stood accused. The walls of the courtroom closed in on him, and for the first time, he felt the weight of his actions. Pamela, now a witness for the prosecution, faced a decision. She had tried to convince herself that Mick could change, but the evidence painted a stark image of his brutality. Her heart raced as she took the stand, feeling the weight of every moment spent in fear. She spoke of her dreams shattered and the children lost, her voice steady as she recounted the truth. Mick's gaze burned into her, a mixture of rage and disbelief. He was losing control, shattering the illusion he had crafted. As the trial progressed, the community's anger grew. They demanded justice for the lives taken too soon. Mick's behavior grew erratic. He raged at the world, his denial morphing into paranoia. every whispered word felt like a dagger aimed at him. He feared the truth would finally catch up with him, yet he clung to the hope that somehow he could sway public opinion back in his favor. The day of the verdict approached, and the atmosphere thickened with tension. Mick's mind raced, plotting his next move. But as the gavel fell, reality shattered his dreams of redemption. The consequences of his choices had come crashing down, leaving him to face the darkness he had unleashed. As the gavel fell, Mick Philpott's world crumbled. The jury's verdict echoed in the silence, a stark condemnation of the man he had become. Guilty. The word pierced through him, unraveling the carefully constructed facade he had held for so long. He was no longer the victim in his own story, but a man facing the weight of his choices. In the courtroom, the faces of those who had once supported him now reflected disgust and betrayal. Families who had watched his life unfold, unaware of the darkness that lay beneath, turned away in disappointment. The anger of the community, once blinded by his charm, now burned with an unrelenting fervor for justice. They were left with the ashes of an unimaginable loss, 6 lives extinguished by his greed and cruelty. Mick's thoughts raced as he was led away in handcuffs. The reality of his actions settled like a heavy fog. He had lost everything. His children, his standing in the community, and even the trust of those closest to him. He had become the monster he had always denied being. As he sat in his cell, the echoes of laughter from his children haunted him. Memories of their joyful faces clashed violently with the knowledge of his betrayal. The silence of the cell was a stark contrast to the chaos of his life outside. No longer able to manipulate those around him, he faced the truth alone. Pamela, now free from his grasp, found a way to rebuild her life. The scars of abuse would fade, but the lessons learned would remain. She knew her testimony had helped seek justice, yet the pain of losing the children weighed heavily on her heart. With the community's support, she began to advocate for awareness around domestic violence and the importance of protecting vulnerable individuals. As the years passed, the tragedy of May 11th lingered in the minds of many. The children were remembered not just as victims, but as bright souls with hopes and dreams. Their story became a rallying cry against abuse and a reminder of the importance of speaking out. Mick's sentence stretched long ahead of him. The cost of his actions became apparent as he stared at the walls, bare and unforgiving. The thrill of manipulation had vanished, leaving only the truth in its place. In a twisted way, the trial had been his reckoning. In the end, the narrative of his life shifted from one of power and control to that of a man stripped of everything, a cautionary tale woven into the fabric of a community forever altered by tragedy. The lingering question remained, how could someone who had so much choose to destroy the very lives he was meant to protect?